The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Well, it's Groundhog Day. Again?
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Well, it's Groundhog Day. Again?
He called me vermin! She called me rodent!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It is never a good bet to bet against Joe Biden and this team. Never, ever a good bet.
He is crying a lot. No one likes to hear a grown man cry.
I learned everything I know about how to be a good father from Joe Biden. He is the best father I know and the best role model I know.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Whoosh.
The Congress, Omar,
the
I am so sorry
has expired.
That our country is failing you today through this chamber.
So this is what it feels like when doves cry.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I got to get that list from the state Department of Revenue about the what they make you go through to prove you're not a resident of Massachusetts any longer. I had that list a long time ago. Someone sent it to me when Rose Kennedy died, you know, back in the 90s. And she hadn't set foot in Florida in 12 years, but the Weld administration then let her file for her will, probate in Florida, save tens of millions of dollars. That's another thing. They don't just crush you on the taxes when you're living. They have a huge estate tax when you die. You gotta get out of Massachusetts. There's just no question about it. Wherever you go, you could do better than Massachusetts, and of course, you know, again, Rose Kennedy was allowed to disregard the rules because, you know, Democrats, Kennedys, et cetera, but you won't be allowed to disregard the rules. So check out Jeff Cutter's chart, your to-do list. I've done most of the to-do list, actually. I was happy to see I've done more than half of the 24 things already. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. A lot of news to get to here. We're going to take a lot of calls this hour. And we're talking about who the new bridges on the Cape should be named after to pry some money loose from D.C. Our vaunted congressional delegation doesn't seem to be able to move the needle here, despite their innumerable slobbering puff pieces in the Boston Globe and elsewhere. 781 says, don't forget your buddy Mike Dukakis. He deserves a bridge named after him. A bridge or a tank? I think they should rename the Abrams tank the Dukakis tanks. The Dukakis tank. Only it just goes in reverse. Backwards. It retreats. The tanks for nothing. The Dukakis tanks for nothing tank. And Officer Mark has a great selection, idea. Name the two bridges after two Kennedy women, not named Rose Kennedy. The Mary Jo and the Marilyn. I like that, Officer Mark. That's a good call. 844-500-4242. I also want to mention something I said to Grace. This is an amazing story from American greatness. I think I put this in Howie's homework today, so you can check it out. Planned new FBI headquarters is twice the size of the Pentagon. I mean, again, this is the most corrupt law enforcement agency perhaps in the world at this point. And, you know, you could say, well, you know, what about all those third world agencies? Well, I would say the FBI is a third world agency, definitely, the way they've been playing politics over the last few years. The federal government, this is from American Greatness, the federal government is proceeding with plans to build a new FBI headquarters complex twice the size of the Pentagon. They're looking at three parcels in suburban Virginia and Maryland. They are 58, 61, and 80 acres, respectively. 58, 61, and 80 acres. Do you know how many acres the Pentagon is? 29 acres. And it's always been said to be the world's largest office building. But the FBI wants twice as much space. The Kremlin, 66 acres for the entire seat of Russian government, but the FBI needs more. Riveted into the colossal new project are woke regulations to ensure that the FBI center will comply with diversity, equity, LGBTQ+, and climate change political goals. The equity criterion to comply with diversity and climate change executive orders signed by Joe Biden is weighted as 50% more important than the cost of building this boondoggle. The site design and structure of the new FBI headquarters must, quote, advance racial equity and support for underserved communities through the federal government. It must be in a sustainable location. It must advance, I'm just reading you parts of the proposal. It must advance environmental justice. I've never understood that. What does environmental justice mean? 603 says the new FBI building will be bigger than Lisa Page's teeth. There's another potential poll question. Who should the new FBI building be named after? Peter Strzok? Andrew McCabe? Or name it the Boston FBI office. How about John Morris, the director of FBI training in Quantico, Virginia, who in his previous FBI career was setting up hits for Whitey Bulger? Or Zip Connolly? A hitman. He wasn't just an FBI agent. He was a hitman. Just was released last year from his sentence, or 2 years ago, from his second-degree murder sentence in an organized crime hit down here in Florida. The new FBI complex must have climate-resilient infrastructure and operations for a, quote, climate and sustainability-focused federal workforce. How about solving some crimes? How about not prosecuting people? How about not framing people anymore? How about actually following through on tips about, say, Larry Nassar, or the Parkland High shooter, or the Boston Marathon bombers? Is there going to be a wing for following through on tips once in a while? Or is there going to be a place for burying evidence like Hunter Biden's laptop? I don't think they need to build a structure. They just need a new cemetery, right? And a backhoe for digging up the ground, and you just throw all the evidence against Democrats into it. Training and indoctrinating all FBI agents, quote, to effectively apply sustainability, climate adaptation, and environmental stewardship. Environmental stewardship. Wow. Is that as important as environmental justice?
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
The new FBI headquarters shall address actions to address environmental justice. So that's what your federal dollars are being spent for. 844-500-4242. Don't forget the Mac PC guy that first brought the laptop to the FBI. Yes, he did. And they took it. And they didn't do anything with it. He waited 10 months before he went to Rudy Giuliani's lawyer in the New York Post. He waited 10 months, and the FBI did nothing. And then when the New York Post started printing the expose of what was in the laptop, the FBI stood by and said nothing when the Democrat operatives, who were so-called members of the intelligence community, put together that statement saying it was Russian disinformation. Christopher Wray said nothing. Bill Barr, the attorney general, both Trump appointees, said nothing. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Howie, boy, those buildings, there's 43,560 square feet in an acre, so those are pretty hefty-sized buildings. Anyway, I think the plans for the bridges have been in the books for almost 20 years, and all the proposals and all sorts of upgrades and all that. So I say we call the Bourne Bridge the Procrastinator 1, and we call the Sagamore Bridge the Procrastinator 2. Simple, right?
I think, don't we need, more more names that roll off the tongue of traffic reporters, the Mary Joe, the Hot Bottom, stuff like that. Wouldn't that be better than procrastinate? I know what you're saying, but all bridges now are procrastinate. All projects, whether they're federal or state or local, especially involving bridges, they take forever to do. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. I mean, I didn't mention this for a couple of days because I wanted to see it in print first, but this Tyre Nichols, this guy who was beaten to death by the Memphis police a few weeks ago, and there have been rumors floating around that the Memphis, and it turns out the Memphis Police Department is currently investigating rumors regarding a possible connection between Tyre Nichols and the ex-wife or ex-girlfriend of one of the Memphis cops arrested and charged in Nichols' death. And this has been on social media. Newsweek, though, whatever's left of it, finally went to the district attorney's office, Shelby County, that's Memphis. They asked if they are investigating these possible rumors connecting the victim, Tyre Nichols, to the ex-girlfriend or ex-wife of one of the former Memphis cops. In addition, Newsweek asked about rumors that this cop, who was supposedly cuckolded by the dead man, to his ex-wife following the violent arrest of the 29-year-old black man. All of this is still under investigation, the DA told Newsweek. Those are the things, along with the participation of others, that are now the subject of our investigation. We know there have been questions about other officers and fire department personnel on the scene, people remotely operating cameras, the potential of false reporting, among other things. We are now at the stage of our investigation where we are looking into all of these matters. At this time, none of these accusations are confirmed. However, nothing is off the table, as this is a very active investigation and still early in the investigation. So these five officers, all of whom are also black, as is the police chief and the assistant police chief, and as is 65-70% of the population of Memphis, are black. They're all black. But, you know, they're all on MSNBC and CNN. They're saying this is an example of systemic racism. Some people in the Memphis community who know the family are saying that this is not true, that they have no evidence to support these rumors about their deceased son, who was basically beaten to death by the Memphis Police Department. Black members of the Memphis Police Department beat to death a black civilian. I only mention the race because it's being made such an issue of by the Democrat Party, as always. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. What are your New Year's resolutions? Is one of them to finally sell that piece of real estate that you've been hanging on to? Well, resolve to take control in 2023. Take control with J.J. Manning Auctioneers and sell on your terms. Take control by selling with no contingencies for financing, for inspections, or for appraisals. Take control with one busy auction open house instead of random showings. Take control by selling to cash-ready buyers who are not hostages to rising interest rates. Take control with an as-is sale. There is no need to sink money into the property before selling, even a property with a failed septic. No Title V required. Best of all, take control with a 30-day closing on your property. In a J.J. Manning auction, there is no distress. You set the terms, you sell contingency-free, and the buyer pays the commission. In an uncertain real estate market, take control with J.J. Manning. To learn more on how to get your home, multifamily, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Don't wait for prices to head lower. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. Throughout New England, Howie and Grace listeners have taken control and sold with J.J. Manning. Take control this year. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The jump line, weekdays at 5, right here on the Howie Carr Show.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting or hoping for. The pre-election rally in equity seems to be over. There are all kinds of bad news. Many grim milestones every day. Layoffs, falling home prices, rising inflation. It's a bad, bad situation. These are all more reasons for you to protect your assets. You need Monetary Gold's free wealth protection guide. Order yours today at monetarygold.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
To get D.C. Democrats to approve money for new Cape bridges, which woke Massachusetts people should the bridges be named after? The fake Indian, Barney Frank slash Hot Bottom,
his boyfriend,
Auntie Zatuni slash Uncle Omar.
That's Obama's illegal alien aunt and uncle.
The perv in the Prius.
Former Senator Jim Marzilli, who gave his name as Marty Walsh when he was arrested in Lowell.
Gary Studs.
The noted local pederast, thrown out of St. Paul's for diddling young boys, and then he was elected to Congress for several terms, censored by the U.S. House of Representatives for sodomizing a page in a foreign country after getting him drunk.
Or Michael Babysitter Kennedy.
He was killed on a ski slope when he ran into a tree after raping his babysitter and then having sex with the babysitter's mother. I'm going to vote for Auntie Zatuni and Uncle Omar in honor of the illegal alien community in Massachusetts that has done so much to destroy the state, not to mention the country.
Auntie Zatuni and Uncle Omar polling at 19%. Fake Indian still in the lead, 34%. 23% for Barney Frank slash Hot Bottom. 12% for Gary Studs. 8% for Michael Babysitter Kennedy. And 5% for the perv in the Prius.
How soon they forget. The perv in the Prius. 844-500-4242. Brett, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brett.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Hi, good.
Listen, before I get into this, I live on the Cape. I'm going to need that voice changer to protect my identity.
The voice changer, the witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. Once we put the voice changer on, no one will be able to understand who is speaking. And unfortunately, Taylor is not here today. I'm not sure Jared knows where the voice changer is. There it is. I thought maybe we were all moving right. It to the new FBI building, the new FBI headquarters. Things are going to get lost in that building.
Already.
You feel, okay, there you go, Brett. You've got the voice changer. No one can recognize your voice now.
Excellent. Listen, regarding the bridges, I really don't care what they name them. Borden Bridge, Sagamore Bridge is okay by me. But I think we'd be doing ourselves a favor if each of the bridges had an exit. Maybe a ramp 100 yards long, cars taking the exit end up right in the canal. We could name one in honor of our esteemed senator, maybe Uncle Ted Kennedy, Kennedy Boulevard, and you end up right in the drink. And then, of course, Let's Go Brandon Boulevard, and you're underwater in a hurry.
We'll have a Brandon bicycle lane. That's what the bridge. Of course, it'll have a bicycle lane. You know, whenever it's built, because everything has a bicycle lane now. Even dirt roads. Thanks for the call, Brett. Phil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Phil.
Thanks for taking my call, Howie. About the Pentagon, it seems to me, I remember the Pentagon is built with walls within walls. It's a hardened structure and whatnot. And call me crazy if you want, but I Googled it, and it said that it was originally built, this construction, so that it could take air raids or stuff like that when Roosevelt...
Well, I mean, it got hit by a plane and on 9/11, and a lot of people were killed, but it didn't take the building down. It's not as tall as the World Trade Center or anything, but it survived it pretty well. Yeah. And they got that center area. I guess it's 4 acres in the middle of it, where it's an amazing building. I've only been there once. I interviewed Rumsfeld there. It was an interesting day. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I can't remember the last time I cried in public. I don't think I've ever cried in public. I kind of choked up when Gunnar died and I had to announce it on the air, even though it was like a day or two later, because I love that dog. You know, been with me for almost 19 years. But I don't know if you've seen these cuts of Ron Klain, the former White House chief of staff, a beta male, obviously. I mean, just a sad character and just a rump swab, a bum kisser of the first degree. And he's just engaging in open and gross bum kissing here with Biden. And to start crying about leaving this filthy, corrupt, senile, doddering vegetable and treating him like he's, some combination of Abraham Lincoln and George Washington. It's really sick. But this is what we are up against, we being normal people of whatever ethnic, sex, religious, gender, whatever you want to say. This is not normal to act in this manner. And the guy's like a multimillionaire. He's just a coat holder his entire life. Never done a damn thing. Just a Washington hack being replaced by another Washington hack. And listen to what he says. He says Joe Biden is a good father. I mean, how can you say something like that? How can you say something like that with a straight face, let alone cry? Cut one.
I learned everything I know about how to be a good father from Joe Biden. He is the best father I know and the best role model I know. And along the way, he's taught me a thing or two about politics and policy as well.
Cut two.
To the president and first lady, Dr. Biden, you welcomed me into the Biden family four decades ago, and there's no higher honor I could have. It's more than I could possibly ask. Thank you so much for everything.
They made him part of the family. Does that mean he had to give 50% back to the big guy? Did he have to kick it upstairs like Hunter did? Keep crying there, Ron. Cut three.
The president likes to say, it is never a good bet to bet against the American people, and he is right. But what I want to say today is, it is never a good bet to bet against Joe Biden and this team. Never, ever a good bet.
Keep your arms out, Ron. It'll make it harder for them to throw the net over you. Cut five.
Often asked, what is the best souvenir I got in 2 years as White House Chief of Staff? And my answer
cash.
Is very simple. It's this rock. This
rock.
Plated civil rock. It was given to me a year ago.
By Hunter.
On one of our darker days, by Louisa Terrell. And it's always symbolized to me the fact that this team has been rock solid in their support of our agenda. And the president, we've never wavered. We've been as solid as a rock.
In the immortal words of Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, help, I'm a rock. Help, I'm a rock. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. Cut six.
It's always hard to end a war. Those 13 brave people who lost their lives, the others who were injured at the Abbey Gate in Kabul, that is a horrible, horrible price to pay. But I do think that the evacuation was, a tremendous humanitarian achievement for the many lives that were saved.
The many lives that were saved. Now Russia is buying the $87 billion in weapons we left behind. They've shut down all the female schools in Afghanistan. China, our leading geopolitical foe, is sending drones to the Taliban to use in case any kind of freedom rebellions arise, like did in 2001, the Northern Alliance. They're not going to be able to contest it again. The Taliban can return the country to an even worse state of medieval Islamic savagery. 844-500.
This is pure Biden.
Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, hey, Howie. Regarding that FBI land grab, last time I checked was a little while ago, but there are over 70,000 vacant federal buildings. And you know each one of them has to be maintained, heat on, check water, all that. So they all have minimum of 10 employees. So there's a massive waste of money there. And if the FBI is building a building that large, you see a big building, IRS gets 87,000 people, more and more, they're coming after us all.
Right. And again, what has the FBI really done lately other than blow investigations, not take the tips that they get on their hotline, persecute Republicans and parents who are concerned about their children, overlook tips on Islamic terrorists like they did in Boston, overlook tips on school shooters like they did in Broward County down here at Parkland High School, overlook or just totally broom the investigation of Larry Nassar, the corrupt doctor who they knew was raping all these young female gymnasts. All try to frame Donald Trump, try to frame Carter Page, try to frame Roger Stone. This is disgraceful. And why would they want to move? They're right in D.C. They're right there in the middle of everything. Why would they want to move out to the suburbs? You know why? Because then they don't have to. They probably don't go to work very much now, except for when there's an emergency and they have to frame a Republican or broom a Democrat case, make sure that you wreck the hard drive on Hunter Biden's laptop, something like that. They're crooked. They're crooked. The FBI is crooked. The G-men should be abolished. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Okay, so Brandon was there at the Klain goodbye here. And here's what he has to say. Cut three.
And this guy, there's a phrase in the neighborhood I come from, he's willing to jump in front of the bus for you. This is a guy who's always been there.
He'll jump in front of the bus for you. I want someone who's going to stop the bus before he gets killed or I get killed or anybody else gets killed, okay? None of these sayings from his old neighborhood make any sense, whether it's the neighborhood where he went to mass or the neighborhood where he went to the synagogue or the Puerto Rican neighborhood or Corn Pop's neighborhood. None of these people seem to have any common sense. They were jumping in front of buses. Cut four.
With Ron's leadership, just look at what we've gotten here over the years. Over the last 2 years alone, fighting COVID, reviving our economy, rebuilding the infrastructure, protecting our planet, fighting against gun violence.
Were you fighting for gun violence or against gun violence, Brandon? Cut six.
And while we've accomplished an extraordinary amount of work, a consequence of Ron's success.
What? Let me hear that one again.
And while we've accomplished an extraordinary amount of work, Ron's success.
Yeah, you can tell that's by your eloquent tribute to his accomplishments, his work mark, consequence, whatever. So Now he's talking about the new guy who looks like a twin of Klain. His name is Zients. I think his name is Jeff Zients. Cut eight.
I've seen Jeff tackle some of the toughest issues in our government. When I was vice president.
He's tackled some of the toughest shishes in our government.
I've seen Jeff tackle some of the toughest issues in our government. When I was vice president.
Yeah, I hate it when I come up against the tough shishes. Cut nine.
What you have to know is, you know, when you're a family of someone running the White House, you got to be embarrassedly invited. You know, I got embarrassed all the time and introduce you.
You got to be embarrassedly invite. Let's hear that one again, too. Jared.
What you have to know is, you know, when you're a family of someone running the White House, you got to be embarrassedly invite. You know, I got embarrassed all the time and introduce you.
Embarrassedly invite. Yeah. You got to be embarrassedly invite when you're dealing with tough shishes. These words, he's not mixing up words anymore or transposing them. He's just, he can't read anything and he's just coming up with total gibberish. I want to see how that's, I want to look at the White House transcripts on that because they've started putting in some of the gibberish words because I think probably because they just are drawing a blank on what he really meant to say. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
Hey, Howie. The president is exercising his plausible deniability. That's part of the strategy. Anyway, years ago, I met the Chinese spy, Patrick Ho, who
yes.
is the contact in China. Now, he was.
Well, he was. Hasn't he disappeared?
Yes. Well, I want.
George, you should put him in the past tense. I don't think we'll be seeing Patrick Ho again.
My punchline has something to do with that. So let me get to it. Patrick Ho, for your audience. Grew up in Hong Kong, went to Catholic school, went to Vanderbilt in 1978 for pre-med, and then enrolled in Harvard Medical School, and I met him on Longwood Avenue. He graduated from Harvard Medical School as an eye surgeon. So he's not,
wow.
to describe him as a Chinese spy is diminutive. He went back to China, and
but
he
Bashar
was
Assad is an ophthalmologist too, you know, George.
He was,
I mean, that doesn't
yeah,
be, was, just because you're an ophthalmologist, you can be a very bad guy. Or you can be a good guy like Rand Paul.
He was recruited by the CIA. And my thing is that the Chinese energy company is a CIA operation. It's not, it doesn't even exist anymore. The Chinese government put them out of business for defrauding investors in an energy company that didn't exist.
Well, that sounds like something the Bidens would be involved in, right? A company that that was just a scam, a flim-flam.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the call, George. 844-500-4242. 401. Yeah, Biden's a good father. He takes showers with his 11-year-old daughter.
These are facts. Check them out.
She said that. She said that in her diary. You know, I like the way she left the diary at a rehab center down here in Florida, and then somebody picked it up after she abandoned it, and now they're trying to prosecute her, just like her brother, Hunter, left his laptop, maybe multiple laptops in various places, and including one in Massachusetts, supposedly. And then there were the two that he thought were taken by the Russians. That's what he told one of the hookers that he was shacked up with at the Chateau Marmont, or maybe in Vegas. I forget where. And so they're so screwed up, they leave these incriminating documents, incriminating their own father, the best father in the world. That's the Bidens. He's the best dad in the world. He taught Ron Klain everything he knows. God forbid what's happened to Ron Klain's kids if he learned it from Dementia Joe. The new year is here, and whether you're making big changes or just settling back into a consistent routine, chances are you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey. I know that for me, it's crucial. I was listening again today to the Rolling Stones. I know Taylor gives me a lot of grief about listening to the same albums over and over again, but I love them. And you know, I don't have to bother anybody. The mailroom manager doesn't care for the Rolling Stones. She doesn't care for the Kinks. She doesn't care for NXS, Warren Zevon, all the hard rock old time groups that I listen to. But I don't have to worry about bothering her because I have my I have my Raycons, and she can she has her Raycons, and she can listen to Olivia Newton-John or Barry Manilow or whoever she wants to listen to. You know, if you want to get along with your significant other, you need a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds so there won't be any argument, at least over music or podcasts or audio, whatever you want to call it. The fact is, a good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable in this new year. For premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycons. Raycons everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. Raycons are priced just right. You get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. When you're walking around and you see other people with earbuds, you know that if you've got Raycons and they don't, you got a much better deal, and the sound is just as good, if not better. It's no wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. And among the great features, earbud tap functions and the awareness mode, so you don't have to worry about bumping into anybody, like a bus, for instance. So I love my Raycons. The mailroom manager loves her Raycons. Taylor loves his Raycons. Everybody in Grace's family has Raycons. You will want to be buying them for everybody, or everyone will be wanting to buy them for their friends and family as once they get used to them. And it's just a wonderful way to get through this new year. Even on the coldest day like this weekend or the hottest days next summer, you need Raycon wireless earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Howie Carr returns after this.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
617 says, is Ron Klain related to John Boehner? Holy cow. I think Boehner's excuse was, it was the distilled spirits speaking, or the Chardonnay. But I don't know what Klain's excuse is. 617, I've often wondered if the loss of the diary and laptops were really the Biden kids' cries for help. Yeah, I think a lot of people think that. It's not a bad theory. I work in a school with the left, and my Raycons come in very handy. I don't have to listen to leftist stupidity. There's another reason. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, you don't have, if you work in a woke workplace, I'm at Newsmax, and then I have my own studio, so I don't have to worry about that. But if you're in a woke workplace, it's really valuable. 844-500-4242. Jason, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jason. You there? No, Jason. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
I happened to wake up early this morning. I flipped on Newsmax, and I watched the Punxsutawney Phil ceremony this morning. And it's a sad day. I know. It's a sad day in our country when outside in cold weather this morning, there were more people at the Punxsutawney Phil ceremony than you ever saw at a Joe Biden rally.
I'm not a big Punxsutawney Phil fan. We're going to talk about Groundhog Day a little bit later, but I would much rather see Punxsutawney Phil than Joe Biden. And I think I speak for the vast majority of the American voting public. Don't you think, Steve?
Any day of the week and twice on Sunday.
And you know another thing, Steve? Punxsutawney Phil is a lot more eloquent as a speaker than Joe Biden is. And I think
sure,
he has a better...
suffered to pressure.
I think he has a better grasp of the issues as well. We're gonna talk about Punxsutawney. Groundhog Day is one of the stupidest events on the American calendar. No wonder the rest of the world has no respect for us. Groundhog Day. I'm Howie Carr.